Can I just want to, and this is a very discussion on negotiations. It's one thing to have discussions and say what the objectives may or may not be, but until you've done it and face the full fury of an organization that has over 2.1 million members nationally, has unlimited resources, and will go after elected officials on the school committee and family members and say or do whatever, it's not an easy process. And I'm saying it from experience, and I'm speaking for my former chairman and my vice chairman and my current members that went through that horrible process. It's not easy. And when we were going through it, quite frankly, there weren't a whole heck of a lot of people standing shoulder to shoulder with us when we were taking on the battle, when we were the tip of the spear. And I think people need to know that. It's one thing to pontificate about this, that, or the other thing. It's another thing to actually do it, sit there, and also then have to withstand the assault that you will come under during negotiations. The teachers' unions, whether you like them or not, they're very powerful, well-organized, and the way it's structured now, in my opinion, until we get a statewide contract, local school committees will always be under that gun. It's just simply not that simple. And I just ask people to take that in mind, having lived through it, having seen people, families negatively affected by it, to the point where they're still affected by it, needs to be taken into consideration. In simple terms, it's easier said than done. And folks need to consider that when the rubber hits the road.
So you're actually intimidated by contractual negotiations?
No. Sir, I went 18 months toe-to-toe with the toughest teachers union in this country. I'm not intimidated by them or anyone.
Well, you just implied that you
were intimidated. I'm telling you that they went after school committee members personally.
I was not intimidated.
What kind of organization is this you're dealing with that intimidates you and threatens your family?
That's what I asked every day the last year. And we were not intimidated. We did the very best we could.
Well,
and
my family, Mr. Merritt just said that they were intimidated.
Of course they're intimidated. Wouldn't they intimidate you if they went after your job and your children? Wouldn't that be intimidating to you?
I've been in combat, lady.
Excuse me, lady.
Do not be
disrespectful.
I'm very glad you just did that, because you just did it in front of the camera. And the people in this town know who I am and know what I have done and what I went through the last year.
My point is this: you're dealing with an organization which has intimidated you, which has threatened your families.
Yes.
And you admit it here, and as a result, what kind of organization you're dealing with? That's the only question I'm asking.
That's what we asked every day for the last year. It's called the labor union, as Mr. Burrup just said. NEA.
And we weren't intimidated because we didn't concede the field.
So you say the NEA are the ones who intimidated you?
They're the labor union that we had to deal with. They didn't intimidate us.
I suggest we invite the school committee.
One at a time, please.
That's ridiculous.
But this was all going on last year, Mr. Parker. Were you in a bunker?
Right.
Thank you. I'm sure I didn't.
I said, when this was all going on last year? We all knew about it. Were you in a bunker?
No, actually, I was not involved until the town meeting got stolen last May.
So you don't know all the shit that we went through, huh?
Well,
still
can
I get
quiet, please, in the back?
How dare you?
You know, this is a kangaroo court, just like the fire.
How dare you, Mr. Parker, to criticize this committee and what we did? How dare you?
I want the floor, Denise, please.
Fine, take it, Jeff.
Thank you.